This is the AM 1710 President's Day Salute, a feature presentation of Neighborhood Radio. This special program is brought to you by your friends and neighbors at Weller O'Brien Insurance Services. Weller O'Brien's, your only independent insurance agency on the coastside. Everyone knows, or should know, that the day the colonies declared their independence from England was July 4th, 1776. After a long and hard-fought war, the United States of America was born. But what was the date our first president of the United States was sworn into office? That would be April 13th, 1789. 221 years later, we would have in office the 44th president of these United States. There are two special birthdays on the February calendar to honor presidents, the 12th for Abraham Lincoln and the 22nd for George Washington. February 15th has been created as a holiday simply known as President's Day. And so we take this opportunity to let AM 1710 listeners vote for their favorite American president, and tell us why. Listen now and see if your favorite president is reflected in this neighborhood survey sample.
Hi, this is Brian McNamara, and my favorite president probably should be Lincoln because we share the birthday of February 12th. But actually, I really like FDR, Franklin Roosevelt. I think he presided over this country over two of the most difficult of all possible things that happened last century, which were both the Depression and World War II. I think a lot of his works programs, his infrastructure programs, things that even come under fire now like Social Security, though I've never seen anyone turn it down, have helped a lot of people. And the very fact that we made it through World War II and the public, and if you really look at the people who knew him at best at the time, they voted the man in four times, which I can't imagine any president since having that degree of popularity, and for that reason, he's my favorite.
I'm Cassie Kostecki, a resident of Kenyatta Cove and your COPE coordinator, and I've been asked to just give you an idea of who the president I admire most is. That's Abraham Lincoln. He presided through the great adversity of the Civil War, and yet never wavered from his basic beliefs in humanity. This was also exhibited by his endorsement of the 13th Amendment and the Emancipation Proclamation of 1864.
My name is John Popa. I live in the Ocean Colony. My favorite president is Ronald Reagan. The reason he is my favorite is because he showed that he believed in the strength of the American people. He had the vision that America is the strongest country in the world and should stay strongest country in the world. He was the person that saw the end of the communism before we all did so. And this is another reason I like him, is the one that said, if we ever forget that we are a nation under God, then we're going to be a nation gone under.
My name's Wendy Gregson, and I live in Ocean Corner. I've been here for about 3 years. And my favorite president is President Obama, our current president. And the reason being, I think the country is ready for change, ready for the diversity, ready for fresh ideas. And I became a citizen of the United States in January 2008, and I'm very proud to be a citizen and was very proud to be able to vote for the first time in November 2008.
My name is Alice Mayer, and I live in Kenyatta Cove. My favorite president, I do believe, is Harry Truman. I believe my favorite one. It started during the election after Roosevelt passed away. I remember my parents were quite talkative about the election coming up and how important it was, and they felt that they were going to be voting for Dewey. But as they progressed and talked and read things and they changed their minds. And I think the day of the voting was when they actually made up their mind they were going to vote for Truman. I'll probably remember the famous headlines from the Chicago Tribune, Dewey defeats Truman. And of course, it was just the other way around. And Truman had not been in office maybe 3 months when President Roosevelt died. One of the reasons my father also liked Harry was that he was an active in combat during the First World War of what happened during Truman. He was kind of controversial. He spoke his mind. He was not afraid to use strong language in putting his view across. Some of the things that he was famous during his term of office was where they had the airlift over Berlin. Truman Doctrine, I think that was called. He also had quite a controversy when he dropped the atom bomb.
This postscript on President Truman. Harry Truman was a different kind of president. He probably made as many or more important decisions regarding our nation's history as any of the other presidents preceding him. However, a measure of his greatness may rest on what he did after he left the White House. After President Eisenhower was inaugurated, Harry and Bess drove home to Missouri by themselves. There was no Secret Service following them. When offered corporate positions at large salaries, he declined, stating, "You don't want me, you want the office of the president, and that doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the American people, and it's not for sale." Even later, on May 6, 1971, when Congress was preparing to award him the Medal of Honor on his 87th birthday, he refused to accept it, writing, "I don't consider that I have done anything which should be the reason for any award, congressional or otherwise." As president, he paid for all of his own travel expenses and food. Modern politicians have found a new level of success in cashing in on the presidency, resulting in untold wealth. Good old Harry Truman once observed, "My choices in life were either to be a piano player in a whorehouse or a politician. And to tell the truth, there's hardly any difference." As one listener wrote, I say, dig him up and clone him. Our special A President's Day Salute continues after this.
This is Kevin O'Brien of Weller O'Brien Insurance Services, your independent agency on the Coastside. We are pleased to be sponsoring this President's Day special on Neighborhood Radio. Since Weller O'Brien is an independent agency, we represent our clients rather than the insurance companies, so we place your interests first. We are your advocate when you have a claim or need service on your insurance policies. We believe that a handshake is better than a mouse click, and when you have a claim, you need to be able to talk to your hometown agent. If you have a question about your policy, you can talk to our customer service representatives on the phone or in person at our office at 720 Kelly Avenue. Weller O'Brien has the best products for you, whether you live in an apartment, mobile home, condo, or single-family home. We can cover your auto, your home, and your business. Please call us at 726-6328 or drop by our office at 720 Kelly Avenue. There is no cost or obligation to find out if we can save you money. Your local independent agent, Weller O'Brien Insurance.
I'm Jeff Pearls, and I live in Ocean Colony, Half Moon Bay. My favorite president is Franklin Delano Roosevelt. I think he accomplished a lot during a very difficult period of time. I was really introduced to the idea of Roosevelt being the best president by my parents, who both worked their way through the Depression, well, worked part of the time through the Depression and were unemployed part of the time, but saw Roosevelt as a real hero for the country, helping to draw the country out of the Depression and giving people new faith and optimism about the future. It was a very difficult time at that point in our history. People were unemployed, desperate for food, housing, shelter. There was a dismal outlook for the future. Roosevelt gave people hope and faith. You know, nothing to fear but fear itself is very typical of the time, and I think he was able to capture through his fireside chats a sense of optimism and hope for the future. I think that was very important, and what made him even greater was the fact that he was able to take the country through the Second World War, mobilizing U.S. resources beginning in 1940, and setting the stage for U.S. victory in 1945. And he had the foresight to start the atomic bomb project, among many other things. He was a great leader and somebody I think that changed history. He was a man who dealt with his times and inspired people. He was controversial in certain respects because he brought some increased power of federal government when the federal government needed to have increased power. But I think in retrospect, people feel that what he did was truly the right thing for moving the country ahead.
Hi, my name is Julie Barrow, and I live in Ocean Colony. And I'm going to talk about Jimmy Carter today. Most people think he was kind of a milquetoasty kind of a president, and certainly he was recognized more for his post-presidency activities than his presidential ones. But he did take a couple of concrete steps towards advancing the Middle East peace process. He also gave national emphasis to the education and energy policies of the country by creating cabinet-level agencies for both of those programs. And I actually have a personal connection to Jimmy Carter. My mother ran for national delegate to his Democratic National Convention representing Jimmy Carter from the state of Illinois. And during the campaign, I got a chance to meet him personally. And he was actually the first president that I ever got the chance to vote for. So that's why I'm talking about Jimmy Carter.
My name is Annie Clevin, and I'm a very happy resident of Ocean Corners here in Half Moon Bay. And for the record, our 44th president is my favorite president. President Barack Obama was born August 4th, 1961, in Honolulu, Hawaii, which makes him both younger and better educated than I, and that's a good thing. President Obama's father was an economist and was born in Kenya. His mother was born in Kansas. At the time of Obama's birth, both his parents were students at the East-West Center at the University of Hawaii. After graduating from high school in Hawaii, Barack Obama earned his BA from Columbia University and then his law degree from Harvard Law. He was a lecturer of constitutional law at the University of Chicago prior to his election to the Senate in 1997. So that's the historical truth, the truth that points to a proof, my father would say, that our United States of America is a republic. We learned as much as children. Placing our right hand over our hearts, we'd recite, "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation." That's one nation, not one homeland. We are of many origins, European, Asian, African, loyal to one republic, one nation under God, and the president of our republic is Barack Obama.
This is Don Freeze, resident at Kenyatta Cove, and there's been many great presidents. However, my favorite is the man who has benefited me most. That's Dwight David Eisenhower. You may recall he was our first five-star general. He planned D-Day and ended World War II in Europe. Then as president, he ended the Korean War. Of course, he also was responsible for our national highways transportation system that we enjoy today. He strongly supported the GI Bill for those of us veterans from Korea. That's why he's such a great man to me.
Hi, my name's Brad Datson. I live here in Kenyatta Cove. The sun is out. The clouds are bright. Everything's looking great. And I just wanted to comment on the fact that in terms of presidents, we were talking about presidents, and my favorite was John Kennedy, just because he left a very warm spot in my heart, his nature, his personality, and my age and so forth. He was a great president. And I recommend you all vote for him if you ever get a chance to again, in your future days above.
Hello, my name is Ben Steffens. I live in Kenyatta Cove. And what I'd like to chat about today is my admiration for Franklin Roosevelt, when asked which president I feel more emotionally tied to, it is that man. He took over in 1933. There was a depression on. How to explain that depression? As doubt began to spread and Franklin Roosevelt took over, and his battle cry which I'll remember today, is the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. It was the Roosevelt touch, like the WPA, the Works Project Association, and PWA, Public Works Association. Those two organizations hired people, gave jobs, and they began to build schools, build roads, chop fire breaks in forests, plant trees, which brings in another group, the young men. And that was the Civilian Conservation Corps.
My name is Joanne Simones, and I live here in Ocean Colony. And I'd like to talk about Abraham Lincoln. He has been my favorite president and an idol since I was a child. I've read every book on the Civil War that was ever possibly written. And I admire President Lincoln because he handled one of the most difficult times of our nation's history with dignity and compassion. Another reason that I admire him is that he rose from a very poor country boy, overcoming so many obstacles to make something of himself and to make a real difference in other people's lives. And I admire that.
This Neighborhood Radio feature presentation, A President's Day Salute, has been brought to you by your friends and neighbors at Weller O'Brien Insurance Services. Weller O'Brien, your only independent insurance agency on the coastside.
The following one-minute commentary, Moments from American History, is presented as a public service by Calvary Chapel of Half Moon Bay.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Today's revisionist historians claim that George Washington was a deist, yet this completely contradicts historical fact. George Washington's religious habits were commended by numerous eyewitnesses. In fact, so well was his faith documented that monuments both at Valley Forge and at the U.S. Capitol memorialize him kneeling in prayer. Perhaps those who have come to believe that George Washington was a deist should remember the words of his adopted daughter, who declared, "I should have thought it the greatest heresy to doubt his firm belief in Christianity. His life, his writings prove that he was a Christian. Is it necessary that anyone should certify his belief in Christianity? As well may we question his patriotism." We can't question the patriotism of George Washington, nor can we question the fact that he was a Christian.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.
There sure are a lot of religions in the world. Which one is right, or are they all the same? This is Brian Heminger, pastor of Calvary Chapel Half Moon Bay, inviting you to join us as we examine the unique claims of the Bible every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Tuesdays at 7 p.m., and Thursdays at 7 p.m. We're located at 436 Purissima, right on the corner of Kelly. You can reach us at 726-7978 or on the web at www.cchmb.org. Calvary Chapel, Half Moon Bay, separating fact from fiction and bringing all of God's Word to life.
Hello, listeners. I'm Christopher O'Donnell from the Classifieds here at AM 1710, and recently I was pleased to contact the staff at the Thrift Store at 515 Kelly Avenue here in Half Moon Bay. This non-profit agency benefits senior coastsiders this side of the hill, and they wanted you to be aware of how you can support them in their efforts of raising funds for seniors residing in the Half Moon Bay area. I made a personal visit to their cozy cottage, and I was greeted by the manager, Carla Ruth, and a most unique character, Dwayne, dressed as, well, wait, I won't spoil the surprise, you're just going to have to meet him and the other cheerful and helpful staff yourself at the thrift store. And there's too many useful items for me to list here, but suffice it to say that I felt that the quality of their goods was way beyond their prices. Again, the address for the thrift store is 515 Kelly, with their telephone number being 726-6543, closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Seniors deserve our help. They have paid their dues, so let's pay them ours while getting a bargain at the same time.
Hello, my name is Jennifer, and I'm the services manager at Moonridge. Today I would like to talk to you about an event being put on through our Youth Council. Our Youth Council would like to organize funds to send over to Haiti, and they're going to do this through organizing a movie night. This movie night will occur next Friday, February 19th at 6 p.m. The entire community is invited. The movie will be for free. However, food will cost money, and all of those funds will be directed towards Haiti. Hope to see you there. El grupo de jóvenes están organizando una noche de película en Moonridge para recaudar fondos para ayuda de Haiti. Este ocurrirá el viernes 19 de febrero a las 6. El grupo estará vendiendo comida para recaudar fondos. For the Neighborhood News Report, this is Jennifer.
Time flies, doesn't it? And believe it or not, winter is here. Well, Phil's Tire Pros has you covered with the name brand tires you trust at the lowest prices guaranteed. Like Michelin, the number one choice of premium car manufacturers because of their precise and perfect feel. Phil's Tire Pros has national warranties, brand selection, and customer service that has earned them one of the best reputations in town. Their low prices and knowledgeable staff will find the right tire for your car and your wallet. Stop by Phil's Tire Pros at 422 Parissima Street to see how the pros can get you ready for winter. Phil's Tire Pros. Installing peace of mind.
Guess who? Jason here from Phil's Tire and Auto Care with this week's winter tip. Did you know that as the temperatures drop, your car's battery charge also drops? More batteries fail in the winter months than any other time of the year. It only takes a few minutes to test your battery, and can save you lots of time and money. So stop by and have it checked today.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, brought to you by the dental office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, Sue Pace, RN and Neighborhood Radio Health Editor.
Hi, neighbors. Today I want to talk about prevention of diseases in adults with the use of certain vaccines that are recommended. You may have seen in the news recently that there were findings from a report titled Adult Immunization, Shots to Save Lives. The report said that millions of Americans are skipping routine vaccinations for preventable diseases. Some 40 to 50,000 adults die every year as a result. Let me repeat that. Some 40 to 50,000 adults die every year as a result. Now that I have your attention, let me also add that in addition to the preventable deaths, failure to use the vaccines adds about $10 billion annually to the cost of health care, according to the Centers for Disease Control. The study reported in the news found that a third of seniors hadn't received immunizations against pneumonia in 36 states as of 2008. And less than a third of people who are older than 65 also went without the seasonal flu vaccine. These statistics are very serious because flu can lead to pneumonia among the elderly, and it can be particularly lethal in that age group. More on this topic after this message from our sponsor. Today I'm pleased to welcome another sponsor for the Neighborhood Radio Health Report, dentist Ray Shepherd and his staff.
Thanks, Sue. It's a pleasure to be part of your program. I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce our staff to your listeners. Here is my wife, Carol.
We've been serving our Coastside community for over 20 years and have enjoyed every minute of it. There are a lot of happy smiles in town to prove it. Please meet Sandy Ginocchio.
Hi, I work alongside of Dr. Shepherd. We make a great team. Your comfort and well-being is our utmost goal. Here is another one of our team members, Donna Murphy.
As a dental hygienist, my job is to keep your teeth clean and plaque-free. Your visit will be an enjoyable one. I guarantee it. Ileana is another dental hygienist on our staff.
Hello, my name is Ileana. I also help keep your teeth clean and healthy. That's what I do, and I love serving our patients. Hope to see you soon, but the first person you will see when you visit us is Chris Granahan.
Hi, I'm the first person you see when you come in. I look forward to meeting and working with you.
The Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Where we bring your smile to life.
So how did this serious lack of adult vaccinations happen when vaccines are common and there have been public health strategies established for them for many, many years? Well, states require that children have all their immunizations before they can enroll in school. Also, primary care doctors review the vaccine schedule and which ones the children need. Even veterinarians send reminder cards to pet owners when their pets are due for a shot. There's generally no such safety net for adults, especially the elderly, who are particularly susceptible to many of the diseases that vaccines can prevent. The reason for the low immunization rates among adults, according to this report, was that unlike school children or the military, many adults aren't connected to some kind of institution or network that oversee and recommend vaccinations. The report also says that adults often see medical specialists for particular problems, and unlike children, they don't have primary care physicians who oversee their overall health. Other roadblocks were the high costs of some vaccines, misinformation about their effectiveness and safety, and insurance coverage that limits or doesn't offer vaccine coverage. Well, concern about the widespread availability of vaccines has figured in the debate over health care. Both the House of Representatives and Senate bills contain language that would make vaccines more easily obtainable. Vaccines should really be a regular part of medical care. So what vaccines are recommended for adults? Well, I plan to review all of the adult immunizations as recommended by the Centers for Disease Control on my next show. So stay tuned. Until next time, here's to your good health.
You have been listening to Keeping Pace with Your Health with host Sue Pace. Brought to you by the dental office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. If you have suggestion topics for the program, call 453-4000 or email us at health@neighborhoodradio.info.
Hi, neighbor. I'm Bill Ayers, owner of Lighthouse Water. We are now in our 22nd year of providing great-tasting pure water to our neighbors here in Half Moon Bay and the surrounding areas. It's been said many times that Lighthouse water is addictive, not because we put something in the water, but because we try as hard as we can to take as much out of the water as possible. We are located in the Straw Flower Shopping Center by the UPS store across from Safeway. We are open 7 days a week, 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and 1 to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Come on in and have a drink on us. Lighthouse Water. The best place in town to have a drink. Of great tasting pure water, that is. Good health to you. And thanks, TJ. And thank you too, James, for getting Neighborhood Radio on the air. A dream come true.
This is Chief Don O'Keefe of your Half Moon Bay Police Department, and you are listening to AM 1710, Neighborhood Radio, serving the residents of Ocean Colony, Ocean Corner, Kenyatta Cove, and Moon Ridge with timely news and information.
Neighborhood classifieds are on the air. Buying or selling, lost and found, garage sales, neighbor-to-neighbor services, all this and more. And now your host for Neighborhood Classifieds, Christopher O'Donnell.
Happy Valentine's Day, this coming Saturday. So for those that have forgotten, I am able to give you a couple of days of notice. See? AM 1710 did come in handy after all, didn't it, gentlemen, ladies? February 14, Saturday, don't forget. WWW Neighborhood Radio Info to the rescue again. An ad this week that I am pleased to inform you of is the Soil Farm, south of town on the east side of Highway 1 before you get to the flower nurseries, at 2119 South Highway 1. Yes, a soil farm. Yes, they sell soil. Sand, gravel, pavers, potting soil, redwood compost. They have a huge supply of natural stone, and on it goes. Great products to do up your own yard. My wife Linda built the patio we were married on in our backyard a couple of years ago using topsand as the solid base to lay her foot square pavers down on. Yes, she built the patio. I only hauled the sand. Needless to say, almost giving myself a hernia, humping the sacks in and out of the trunk. But Linda did a fine job, helped along by the soil farm. Call Kathy there at 726-0100. She is so very, very helpful and extremely pleasant. She has a dry sense of humor, but a delight to counsel with. And again, the number is 726-0100. It's closed on Sundays, by the way. do please call Kathy and tell her that AM 1710 sent you. Okay, it's tip time once more. Heads up, all Kenyatta Cove residents, Kenyatta Cove folk, the gym is open. I say again, the gym is open. 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week. And they have done a good job offering a nice array of equipment. They really have. Linda and I have started going, and we feel better for it. No, I'm not saying I enjoy it yet, but I suppose that time will come. Well, so others have told me. I will let you know, and I will be the first to tell you if it's a waste of time. Don't you worry. Studies done at the University of Utah reveal that drivers who talk on their cell phones, now either hands-free or not, are as impaired as if they were driving drunk. Now, isn't that charming? You watch out now. You'll be mentioned in the blotter in the review before you know it. Please put your phone down when you drive near me on Highway 1 or Highway 92. Other research has confirmed that laughter plays a very big role in healing. Whenever I feel a wee bit down, I often mumble to myself, "Don't forget to laugh, Christopher." And you know, lo and behold, it helps. It really, really does. Give it a try. Send me your ads. I know you're thinking of spring cleaning and will have loads of stuff to tell folk about. So email me at classifieds@neighborhoodradio.info. I'm Christopher O'Donnell. Cheers, mate.
Neighborhood Classifieds is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. To have your free classifieds put on the radio, call 453-4000 or email us classifieds@neighborhoodradio.info.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Joe's is your family restaurant.
Hello, this is Pablo Jr., and today I would like to tell you about our tasty pizzas. Most people don't think of Joe's for pizzas, and that is why we would like you to try one of our wonderful specialty pizzas. You like thick crust, or perhaps you prefer thin crust? You tell us, and within minutes it's piping hot and ready for your enjoyment. Are you in a hurry? Call and place your order, and it will be ready when you arrive. Our phone number is 560-9260. Joe's is now your family-style pizza restaurant, too.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Joe's is your neighborhood restaurant.
This is Cherise McHugh of the Half Moon Bay Coastside Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For community news and information, this is Neighborhood Radio, AM 1710.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals.
And now your hosts for Pet Patrol, John and Marcia Traversaro.
Hello, listeners. John and I are constantly running into wonderful dog owners. Even though it is still 5 months away, they are eager to get the latest information on the dog parade we put on as part of the Half Moon Bay 4th of July parade. Last year was our first year of Pooches on Parade, and we had nearly 100 dogs walk with us. This year, we believe that amount will double due to the fun had by all. Keep tuned to 1710 AM, your neighborhood radio station, for more information.
Did you know that dogs are allowed on public transportation in all of Europe, but generally with their owners? What they are finding, though, is that stray dogs are commuting to and from city centers on subways in search of food scraps. It seems the cities are where the best scavenging for food is, and so the dogs have learned how to travel on the subway to get there. They leave in the morning, then return to the suburbs in the evening where they spend the night, just like commuters do. Experts studying the dogs say they even work together to make sure they get off at the right stop. They do this by learning to judge the length of time they need to spend on the train. They choose the quietest cars at the front and back of the train. On the streets in Moscow, they've even developed tactics to hustle humans into giving them food. They sneak up behind people eating shawarmas, which is a kebab-like snack that's popular in Russia. Then they bark loudly to shock them into dropping their food, which they then eat. With children, the dogs play cute by putting their heads on the youngster's knees and staring pleadingly into their eyes to win sympathy and scraps of food. They seem to be surprisingly good psychologists. Experts believe this phenomenon began after the Soviet Union collapsed in the 1990s, and Russia's new capitalists moved the industrial complexes from the city's centers to the suburbs. Since the complexes were used by the homeless dogs as shelter, they had to move with their houses. Stories are told about how the dogs like to play games during the daily commute. It seems they like to jump on the trains seconds before the doors shut, risking getting their tails stuck in the doors. And they seem to do it for fun. And sometimes they fall asleep and get off of the wrong stop, so they've had to learn how to get back on the right train to get where they're going, just like humans. They've even learned to use traffic lights to cross the street safely.
And I've learned that the Moscow mutts are not the first animals to use public transportation. In 2006, a Jack Russell Terrier in England began taking the bus to this local pub in search of sausages. And a few years ago, passengers in a small town in England were stunned when a local cat started catching the morning bus to hang around a fish and chip restaurant. I know every dog owner thinks their dog is the smartest, just as every small child thinks their dog is the best dog in the world. But here on the coastside, we are fortunate that our dogs don't have to travel by sneaking on a bus or subway. We are lucky to have so many dog-friendly spots so people can dine with their doggies and even go on vacation with them. In fact, Carmel was recently selected as the country's most dog-friendly resort area. Accommodating pets is more than just big business in California. It's becoming a way of life, or it's a dog's life, as the saying goes. And Carmel has one of the few leash-free beaches in California. When our little dear Bichon was alive, running on the beach was her favorite thing to do.
Well, next to eating, that is. She sure took after us. Maybe now would be a great time to remind dog lovers to pencil us in their calendars for the Pooches on Parade that we put on as part of the 4th of July parade. Talk about dog-friendly. We will be having a yappy social hour at Cameron's Pub on May 19th and a pre-registration yappy hour June 26th at La Nebbia Winery on Highway 92. And we will follow the 4th of July parade with a barbecue at Cameron's Pub Park, just behind his pub.
We have so many fun things planned for you to do with your doggies that you'll not want to miss. We'll keep you informed as the time nears. In the meantime, do something wonderful, and others will imitate it.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@neighborhoodradio.info.
This is Assistant Fire Chief Paul Cole, and you're listening to Neighborhood Radio, AM 1710, where the news and information is always hot.